I'll give you an idea. Senator McCain said, and Senator Lindsey Graham have said, why don't you set up a safe zone, even in shallow parts of Turkey, right near the border, where some of these rebels can go to get food. We can interview them, find out, give them a place to come back and provide air cover so they're not slaughtered. Don't you believe that after 19 months, something should have been done in that respect, even from a human relations respect?
No, I've been all for that. I have actually... My view for some time has been that we should have explored the possibility of creating, and it depended on the Turks, by the way, and Turkey was not prepared to do this unless it had a Security Council resolution, or at least a NATO resolution. But I also felt that as things got worse, the Turkish attitudes might have changed as well. But I think the idea of creating some kind of safe haven in the north, not just in Turkey, but in the northern part of Syria, along the lines of what we did in northern Iraq. I mean, many people, for good reasons, worry about mission creep if you get into a place like Syria. But we were able to do it in Iraq at a manageable cost in northern Iraq without the kind of expansion. And I do believe, had we been able to do this, it could have accelerated the process within Syria. Again, you can't create a safe haven if you don't have a base in Turkey. If Turkey's not prepared to do it, you're not going to be in a position to do it. But I do think, while it wasn't possible 19 months ago, in the last couple of months, it might well have become possible.